Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is coming back. His return is imminent. And my heart goes out to all those who have heard the word and still live close to the world. The Lord has to keep his word. And In the journey of my life, I've found that serving God is easier and winning is easier than losing, because the Lord will help you win. Now, every blessing that God has given man, the enemy tried to take it from him. You know, man is innocent in the Garden of Eden, and then the enemy came lying and tried to usurp his authority. And this is, you know, that's not good. God gave Israel the promised land, and here comes the enemy trying to take that land from them or keep them from attaining it. But when man does do things the way God tells him to do it, you know, he will ascend. He will do better. But if you don't do what God say do, you will decline. It's better to ascend than to decline. So what happens? God tell man what to do, man does something else. That's been the pattern. Now, when I first started studying the word for myself, I went to church with a friend of mine. We was in the band, and in those days I didn't read the word for myself. If I had, I would have got saved earlier. But I went to church with Earl, and that was a Bible on the back, you know, the pew ahead of you. It had a place for books, and it had a Bible. Everybody could read. The whole church had Bibles stacked in the back of the pew. So I reached forward and got one, and I started studying it right then, and I got hungry right there in that church. And now my dad and my parents were pastors, and I say that my mom didn't really preach, but she assisted my dad. They were pastors. They did this together, but he did the preaching. And you know, they say behind every good man is a good woman, and behind every good woman is a good man. But that's how their marriage was. They served each other, and they did it in love. Now, but I didn't study for myself. I would be walking, going to my room, and mom would say, come in. And she'll set me down, and every now and then, not all the time, but she'd always be praying. Every night she'd pray before she'd go to bed, and she would, sometimes she'd be studying. She used to like to study the word at night. And sometimes she'll say, come in, and I'll come in there, and she'll teach me the word for a while. That's all I got. I didn't study on my own. Like most Christians, so many Christians don't do that. They do what I did before I started studying for myself. Now, the problem with that is the enemy still hates you. And he's trying to mess your life up. He's trying to take it. And the enemy did me the same way. You know, there were things my friends were doing, things we talk about, things we saw on TV. We wanted to try stuff. And when you don't have the word, you know it's wrong, but your concepts are different. And without the word, how can you stand? I lived off the prayers of my parents, and I know I did, because I was not studying the word as a child for myself. I was a grown man before I started studying the word. I was 19 when I got saved. And then I started studying the word. Well, when I went to Earl's church, I can't remember if that, I think that was right before I got saved or right after. But we went to church. It's amazing how you can go to church and still not be saved. It's weird. But that's because there's an enemy. Now, when I started, I said, God is good. And my first question was, how come man always don't listen? How come man always don't ever, as I studied the word, once I started studying, my mom gave me a Good News Bible, and it was in everyday English, so I could understand it better. And I used it for about almost a year, and I started studying the King James Version. And I got used to the old English. But the easy to read Bible made it plain. It got me started. And so I was looking. I said, why didn't he just listen? How come people in every generation, they do the same thing? They do something God said don't do. So it's important to do what God say. Then you can overcome. You can live. And in my world, everything was pretty much in order. I just had a job I didn't like, but my life was pretty good. I was living at home, my parents still, until I got out of school, and I had a car. I had a lot of good things going for me. I was in the band, but then I started growing, but the word is what keeps your life stable. Doing what God said keeps you safe. And sometimes bad habits, like not studying the word, not praying, allowing yourself to be too busy to spend time with God. This is where, people face disaster. Now, the Lord talked about the five wise virgins and then the five foolish virgins. There were 10 in all. They were virgins. They all loved God, but five stayed in the strength of the Lord. They did things in His strength, and five were foolish. They didn't monitor their strength, the amount of oil in their lamps. See, we have to have His word in our heart, so that we don't try to defy God with, doubt and unbelief, things like that. I've heard so many Christians, they're not sure about things because they don't study God's word in that area. They're not sure about whether they're healed or not. They wonder if it's God's will or not. They're in forms of doubt. They argue with things that they shouldn't. They don't know what God is doing. They don't know what God wants for them. They don't know God's word. They're not. You can tell when people don't study because their conversation reflects whatever is in their heart. Everybody's that way. That your conversation comes from what is inside you, not what is outside you. If your conversation is about what's going on the outside, then there's not much going on the inside. But when you have the strength of the Lord on the inside, you have something to fight from. And I get concerned because I listen to what people teach. And this is a day people should be well versed in everything that God is doing. People should know what God is doing. People should be receiving facts and knowledge in the prayer room. You don't have to be a preacher. These are things that is available for everybody. By now, people should be at a point where they're laying hands on the sick. They should be able to minister to people. They should be elders. If they've been saved at least 3 to 5 years, they should be elders. They should be people who can navigate through the word and stay safe, live a godly life. They shouldn't be going back and forth, trying drugs, things that don't make sense. Married people shouldn't still be fussing at each other. They should have overcome that and broke through that a long time ago. And children should be obedient to their parents on purpose. They should know by now it's rewarding to obey your parents in love. But this is the problem. People don't talk about the concepts of honoring God. You don't hear it. I listen. People don't. people, whatever they're voicing, that's what they're doing. You know, but there are people that follow God's word. I'm not trying to judge and put people down. But the problems that I know about in the lives of people that I do love and care about and know, their conversation is quite different. I'm just being honest. It's different. They still struggle with stuff. At a point where God could have, I know for a fact, the Lord taught me things, the things that I talk about that happened in my life, the struggles with temptation, it happened for, let's see, it started fall of 87, and it ended spring of 88. So about 6 to 8 months was that I was in that storm, and then the Lord taught me how to master it by the spring of 1988. Now this is 2021. So that's 30 years ago almost. And I was just 25, I guess. When, you know, and then he started dialoguing with me in 1990. At the end of 1990, the beginning of 91. That's when the Lord started talking to me, dialoguing every day. And I talk about the principles of what happened to get me to that point. Now, before 1990, the Lord didn't talk. I would hear from God in an emergency or when he gave me a message. I would talk to him and I would pray. But my study habit was different. So it took longer for me to process what he was saying and to hear from him. But when some things I immediately received. I would ask the Lord a question, and he'd give it to me, and I'd hold on to it. But when I had the word in me, everything got easier. Even after the things that I learned in 1988, in the spring of 88, the things that happened back in those days, it stuck with me. And then when I started receiving the word, it got compound. It was like an exponential compound of it was better. I understood it better. I could grasp, even though I had the victory, when I started studying the word, my appetite for God grew, and my resistance to the things that were wrong got stronger. It was exponentially stronger, and I was strong. I was strong enough to laugh at the things Satan used to do. And I got so strong. As I studied the word, I was more fortified. That's what I'm trying to say. So I know how things can be. Now, the problem is people were not mastering the problems of their lives. They were going to church, trying to prosper, trying to live, trying to stay saved. And they wanted to stay, and they loved God. They didn't want the evil things. But they still had marriage fights. And people were going through things unnecessary. You know, God's the enemy was getting away with too much. They still had disagreements, and they still had victories. God's people are not stupid, and they can't. The thing is, with good leadership, they would have done this a long time ago. And whenever I used to preach, I couldn't share everything that God was doing because it would have taken time. People don't receive from you unless they know you. So I would ask the Lord what to share or what to say. And that I would only preach what he gave me. And I'm the same way now. The things that I understood, the things that I'm voicing now, I'm able to put it in words better than I did back then. But there were men that I would explain what the Lord did for me. People that were close to me, people that I knew, that would take time and hold a decent conversation. Most people don't have an appetite for that. And a lot of men didn't want to know how to stand. They wanted to play the ignorant card. They wanted to play dumb. And sometimes people get in so much trouble trying to play dumb. You got to learn how this life works. You know, Jesus said the people in their generation are wiser than the people of God in their generation, the people of the world. You know, we have to, it's time now to stop playing ignorant and to start, you know, Isaiah 28, they tried to play the ignorant card. It didn't work out too good. And it never does. God knows when you're trying to play dumb. And you're gonna, you're more likely to get judged doing that than to love and obey God. And see, you can't get around the things that God is doing and what He's prepared for us. We have to stay in line with the Word in order to live, in order to go forward. See, when the Lord comes back, when He comes back, He's going to come back for His people. Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice and they follow Me, and a stranger they will not follow." And so God is doing things in the lives of people that love Him. And people that listen to Him, they're not going to be taken by surprise. They're not going to be caught off guard, because they live on guard. They're ready for the Lord to return. The King is coming. The Lord said, "Tell My people My return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left." And people water the doctrine, they water the Word down when they say, well, even the weak people are going to be raptured. That would be, you know what, if God leaves somebody behind, He should have left them here. That's how it is. Now, you can doctrinalize it however you want to, but if the Lord, He said He will not take sin to heaven. He's not going to. Daniel said that there will be an end of sin. I told my daughters this. I said, "Look, the Lord's not going to do this again. When Satan is taken out of the picture once and for all, there won't be another insurrection." Did you understand that if God let one person, one sinner in heaven, one person that's willing to break the rules anyway, after all Jesus did, they'll start another insurrection. It may take some thousands of years, but we'll have this dog and pony show all over again. But it's not going to happen. God is not going to do this again. This is going to be it. He's not going to have to judge creation again, because there's not going to be another Satan. Every soul shares the responsibility of doing God's word. Daniel didn't say that there's going to be a restriction of sin. He didn't say that there's going to be God is going to stop sin for a while. He said there's going to be an end of sin. You know, you understand what that means? That means there will never ever be another insurrection that Satan, like the one Satan caused. There will never ever be, all that will be judged and wiped off the unit. God is going to roll His creation up like a scroll. He's going to start over. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. There's not going to be one sinner anywhere. When He's done, that's how crucial it is. And we need to learn His word and do it. People try to, you don't have to water the word down. Either people want God or they don't. There's no other way to put this. Now, the people that want God, they want to learn how to live. They're motivated. All you have to do is show them. If they want it, they're going to take it. If they don't want it, they're not going to take it. There's not another way to do this. You don't have to lie for God. That's the best way. You don't have to lie for God. We don't have to lie for God. We owe people love. We owe people the word of God is the knowledge of love. We owe people love because we were given love freely. We need to give it freely. We need to share the word of God with people. The Lord said, don't let not my people lack knowledge. Now, he showed me a vision, and I've been, every day, when I get up, I want to be in line with what God is doing, in line with that vision. Let not my people lack knowledge. If they won't listen to my words, then I'll live the life. If I can't preach one way, I'll preach another way. I'm going to do God's word. I'll do whatever it takes to get the word of God done. Now, Luke chapter 16, verse 8. This is following a thought but this is the focus of what I wanted to point out. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. Now watch what Jesus said. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The unjust steward, he was going to get fired by his boss. And so he went to all the creditors and asked them to pay half. He made friends before his boss fired him. I read the whole thing. He said, and this is Luke chapter 16, verse 1. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I'm ashamed. That's his problem. He was not a faithful steward, but he knew his stewardship was about to come to an end. He said, I am resolved what to do. That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, how much owest thou? He said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. So, and the Lord commended the unjust steward. Jesus commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, Jesus said we need to be, wise as a serpent and harmless as doves. We need to be the ones that's wiser than Satan. We need to become wiser than the world through Christ. See, when we hear Jesus, all of his words trump everything that Satan can ever come up with. If we don't, Satan outclasses us. Toe to toe, he outclasses us. He was alive longer before us. He handled the holy things of God long before we ever did. He knows how to corrupt. He knows how to get one over on us. So you can't go against something like that toe to toe. He's been living thousands and thousands of years. We've been living not even 100 years. But we have the word of God. And the Lord showed us what to do. And if we listen to the Lord, we can do what he does. If we hear Jesus out, if we practice the things that Jesus say, we outclass not only Satan, but the world and everybody that thinks crazy. Everything that's of God, that's of Satan, we overcome it. We overcome evil with good. And it's not hard. If you know it's wrong, leave it alone. And if it's a struggle to leave it alone, fill your heart with the Word of God and pray and ask for help. And the Lord will help you hate the wrong things that you're doing, the wrong deeds, the wrong ways that people have, the wrong concepts. All these things are conquerable. You can conquer all that stuff. It's not even hard. You have to desire to love God. If you love God, you'll do His word. Jesus said, "My people hear my voice and they follow me. Stranger, they won't follow." There's no limit to how strong you can become in the Lord. But people that do it their way, they can't learn these things. The Lord told me that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. Now, this is very important. All we have to do is study the word. Hear what Jesus is saying with the intent to do it and practice it. And then wherever there's a blind spot, wherever there's something we just don't get, it's just a prayer away. If we need strength, He's the Spirit of might. If we need counsel, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of counsel. He will guide us into all truth. My pastor did a good job talking about that yesterday. And he showed how when he pastored the other church, how God guided him. He cooperated. He was patient. You know, this is the thing that the Lord was telling me. See, some people they wouldn't have given God that much attention. The Lord told people, I've seen the Lord, He was telling people to do things and they wouldn't do what God was saying. They tried to stay in a comfort zone. Well, this man listened, he and his wife, they were on one accord. They listened. They took it slow. They didn't get in a hurry. See, these are principles I learned a long time ago as God trained me. That was a guy, he was the first one to tell me, he said, the Lord told me, I'm not in a hurry. Why are you in a hurry? And James was in a hurry. He wanted to do, he was the kind of hands-on. He wanted to go and get it done. And the Lord said, I'm not in a hurry. Why are you in a hurry? And that was the first time I heard that concept back in, 87 or maybe even 88 when I knew James. Maybe as late as 89. I knew him in those years. But here little Jim is. Now, he's a big guy to me. You know, he's taller than me. That's his name of affection because his daddy's name is Jim. Nevertheless, he's a wonderful pastor. And he spoke the word. The Lord kept giving him something. And that's how the Lord did me when it was time for me to go to the church I'm going to now. He kept coming to me about leaving the church I was at. And I was trying to make the church go forward. I was trying to help as much as possible. But it was time to go. I didn't know it. And the Lord kept dealing with me about it. And I said, I know I ain't mad about nothing. The Lord, I keep getting this urge that I got to leave. I didn't set out for that. I was trying to make this, you know, do what I was doing. Then He stopped giving me Sunday school lessons. I knew that I was leaving when that happened. Because He always gave me Sunday school lessons way ahead of time. And He stopped. And then I said, oh, something's up. And when me and Alicia's daddy died and we were going to North Carolina to the funeral. And on the way, the Lord told me, it's very important that you go to that church. And I knew. And I'm going. I knew where I was going. And then He gave me dreams. And then He gave me, I dreamt that I was trying to find the church because Miss McCann, the pastor's, Pastor Jim's mom, little Jim's grandma, she lived not far from me and she told me about the church. So I was trying to go there. She didn't give me the address. She told me about where it was. So me and the kids were trying to find it one morning. And just like in my dream, I went to all these different roads in Adamsville. And I went to those roads. I was trying to find the church. I had a dream that I was trying to find church, and I went to these rows I'd never been in before. And I did this. Then I had another dream. I dreamt that I was teaching Sunday school in the fellowship room where we teach Sunday school now. But I didn't ask to do Sunday school. I was asked to help with it. And I was there for a while before we actually helped with the Sunday school. Never let all of it happen. You know, when God guides you, everything will be just like it's supposed to be. You don't have to push. You don't have to come up with something. You just have to obey. And it takes the strength of God's word. It takes, you have to win battles to obey. And that's where people are losing. They're not, you have to have the word in you to fight in the first place. And then you have to break through everything that's trying to stop you from God's perfect will. And that's just the way it is. You know, it's important to hear God out and do what he said do. And I'll close with this. This is John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Just like with the rapture. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And that's